Well, there you have it. The Hindustani slide guitar. I didn't plan to let that song go the whole 9 minutes, but I simply could not cut it short. Partly because there were no obvious moments to fade out, because just lacing that thing the whole 9 minutes straight. But anyhow, from the big city of Kolkata, that was Debashish Bhattacharya, who fell in love with the Hawaiian slide guitar and then brought that to his homeland of India, and then his Hindustani background. So, yes, the Hawaiian steel guitar, which I believe not the like pedal steel with the volume pedal, but more the lap steel. Although it seems now, looking into it a little bit more, the Indian slide guitar is a phenomenon where they've basically tricked out a hollow body electric guitar, like a six string, and they added a new nut to make the strings higher off the fretboard, so you can slide easier and you don't hit the frets. And then they've added some drone strings, so I don't think there's just one version of it, but it's a thing in India now. One of the ones who developed it used the Gibson Super 400 guitar. And, well, anyways, people are doing their own things with it, and, well, Indian music, just the classical music of India is something I will never understand, man. My whole life, the more I like try, the deeper it is. It's like thousands of years of traditions, and in many different styles. It's like the I don't know, the quantum physics of music, really. It's so complicated and beautiful. So we heard there "Ever the Flame Burns" by, once again, Debashish Bhattacharya, the album The Sound of the Soul. And that album came out in 2023. It features also the tabla and the pak hawaj, which I've never heard of in my life, and I don't know what it is. I suppose perhaps it's a drone instrument, but mysteries abound. So, yeah, the Hindustani slide guitar. And before that, we heard a swinging, groovy piece of music a very long time ago now. It was Dilite Nijamuddin by the artist, which I wrote down somewhere. Misplaced it. Hold on, coming up right here. Oh, yes. Arman Fakir from the city of Nadia in West Bengal. And that one, when I was listening to it, I'm like, this sounds like the Rajasthan Express, that album, a little bit like this album is done with the guitarist of Radiohead and an Israeli musician. Anyway, I was like thinking about it, and then like, this sounds like music from the other side of India in the north, near Pakistan. And it turns out there is a style of music, Qawwali, which is Sufi music, that exists in this West Bengal region as well. So I'm confused about it because it's so far away. It's the other side of India from where the other Sufi music is, but people get around. And so there you go. Sufi music from the east of India. Northeast. And the previous one before that, we heard some Bangla or Bengali language hip-hop by Old Boy, who, maybe it's an ironic name because he looks like he's like 14 years old. So, yeah, Old Boy with the song Pinnik, P-I-N-I-K. And, yeah, apparently one of the more acclaimed and first people to really rap exclusively in the Bangla language, and he's making a name for himself, Old Boy. That old boy, that very young old boy. So, yeah, he's got a lot of bunch of new tracks. I think he just mostly puts out singles. And he's on the streets, and he's rapping at a furious pace about all sorts of stuff I'll never know, but sounded cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, next we're going to hear from a classic 1970s band credited as the first rock band in Kolkata. They are called... They are called Mohiner Goraguli. And their music came out, well, they founded in 1975, and then the late 70s, their music's inspired by politics going on in Bangladesh, Vietnam War, and they sing in Bangla. And these guys were a big deal because they were playing a sound that sounds very very Indian, very Bengali, but also, you know, has that global rock and roll flavor to it. So it's cool stuff. And we're going to hear Of Love and Despair. They only put out a couple albums in the late 70s. And I forget. I think I read that the singer actually tragically passed away. And then in the 90s, late 90s, a lot of their albums like that hadn't been put out were released. So there's a lot of 90s stuff, but I think it's all from the 70s. So yes, Of Love and Despair by Mohinder Gora Guli, rock style of the 70s, West Bengal. This is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby.
জ্যোৎস্নায় কাশবনে ছুটতে ছায়া গেরা মেঠো পথে ভালোবাসি হাঁটতে দূর পাহাড়ের গায়ে গোধূলির আলো মেখে কাছে ডাকে ধান ক্ষেত সবুজ দিগন্তে তবুও কিছুই যেন ভালো যে লাগে না কেন উদাসী পথের মাঝে মন পড়ে থাকে যেন কোথায় রয়েছে ভাবি লুকিয়ে বিষাদ তবুও লাগে ডিঙি নৌকায় চড়ে ভাসতে প্রজাপতি বুনো হাঁস ভালো লাগে দেখতে জানলার কোণে বসে উদাসী বিকেল দেখে ভালোবাসি এক মনে কবিতা পড়তে তবুও কিছুই যেন ভালো যে লাগে না কেন উদাসী পথের মাঝে মন পড়ে থাকে যেন কোথায় রয়েছে ভাবি লুকিয়ে বিষাদ তবুও যখন দেখি বন্দরে শুধু ফসল ফলায় গম ঝরায় মাঠে প্রান্তরে তখন ভালো লাগে না লাগে না কোনো কিছু বিকাশ বুনুয়েল দান্তে বিটলস দিলান আর বেতোভেন শুনতে রবি শঙ্কর আর আলী আকবর শুনে ভালো লাগে ভোরে কুয়াশায় ঘরে ফিরতে তবুও কিছুই যেন ভালো যে লাগে না কেন উদাসী পথের মাঝে মন পড়ে থাকে যেন কোথায় রয়েছে ভাবি লুকিয়ে বিষাদ তবুও যখন দেখি ওরা কাজ করে গ্রামে বন্দরে শুধু ফসল ফলায় গম ঝরায় মাঠে প্রান্তরে তখন ভালো লাগে না কোনো কিছু
welcome to Dr. Misterio's Happy Hour, the second radio show with Spanish subtitles. We broadcast in Technicolor every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM. Tune in. Fill your Sunday soundtrack glass with happy rhythms, predominantly in Spanish, but with tons of female and Canadian content. And join us for table talk with local and international artists. Dr. Misterio's Happy Hour, every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Kachi, ami du, te raji, achi, ami du. সকল রাত্রি বেলা ঢেউগুলো যে আমায় নিয়ে করে কেবল খেলা মাঝির লাগিয়া যে জাগি সকল রাত্রি বেলা ঢেউগুলো যে আমায় নিয়ে করে কেবল খেলা
Yes, Wandering Rhythms. We have time for a few more tracks, but we've been, yes, in West Bengal, India for the last 45 minutes or so. Hope you've enjoyed it. A region that crosses the border into Bangladesh to the east, and in total, about 250 million people in the Bengali region of India and Bangladesh. So wow, it's a juggernaut of culture and different styles. So we're just touching on some of the music from the eastern Indian province called West Bengal. And we just heard a band called Kalpurush and the song Karo Bayu Boye Bege. That was an album of theirs that came out in 2012. So some kind of neo-folk fusion music. They've been playing since 1998, those folks. Not sure exactly which city they're from, but yes, West Bengal. And before that, we heard from... What was it? We started the set with Mohinder Goraguli, and that is a band credited as the first rock band in Calcutta, and the big city there, of course. Yes, the song Of Love and Despair from an album of 1977, and yeah, it's definitely 60s sounding to me, like chamber, almost like as much pop as it is rock. But yeah, there you go, cool band, and very, very important, beloved by people who came of age in the 70s in the Bengal region. And so after that, the middle song we heard in that set was film music from a film called Hare Rama Hare Krishna, and R.D. Burman, the composer, and the song was simply called Dance Music. So some very eclectic stuff, and yeah, I just love that 70s film music, not just Bollywood, but all the different film centers of India, and the music is just so freaky and experimental, and they had a lot of cool stuff being reissued. My personal favorite is still Ilayaraja from the Tamil film industry, Tollywood. Ilayaraja, composer, and he does some crazy, crazy fun stuff, mixing so many different worlds together, electronic and stuff. So, well, we have time for a little bit more, and well, next coming up, the master of bass, undisputed, Mohini Day, who now is based in Mumbai, it seems, but is originally from Calcutta. She's in her late 20s still, and she's just insane on that bass guitar. She's been described as the most successful musician under 30 by Forbes India. She works with musicians all around the world, and she's the only female bassist within the top 10 bassists in the 21st century list. So somehow started working professionally when she was only 9 years old. Let's say she was born to bass. So this is an album, really, to me, 70s jazz fusion sounding. It's got, a lot of different stuff happening at once. It's pretty overwhelming, but in a fun way. And it also has her Indian Carnatic vocals, and it says Konakol vocal, so it has this kind of like Indian scatting vocal style. So we're going to hear right here from her new album, self-titled, from 2023. Here is First Food, Then You by Mohini Day.
Oh,
Okay. Are you okay? Is that too much bass or not enough? Not enough? Okay, we don't have time for more, but all right. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. That was Mohini Day, the best bass player in the world, probably. And yeah, she's from Kolkata, big city in West Bengal, India. We heard First Food, Then You from her self-titled album of 2023. And yes, this has been Wandering Rhythms. Thanks to all the fine musicians of India, West Bengal specifically. May you keep all your traditions thriving for all of eternity. And we're going to end with a band that's actually based in Bangladesh, right across the border. But hey, that was a border that was created without the consent of probably many of these people. Same language. This band is a big deal in Kolkata as well, but they're from Dhaka in Bangladesh there. So yes, a huge rock band at the moment. They're called Shonar Bangla Circus, and we're going to hear Hyena Express. So I have been Nick Legacy, and one love to all humans